talk about the Predators, who open their season tomorrow night. Gee, first of all, what level of bowler are you?
What kind of a bowler am I?
Yeah.
I'm okay. I haven't practiced in a while. I'm going to have to do some practicing here in the next few weeks, but I'm okay.
So there's a hint that Gee will be one of our celebrity bowlers. Watson, based on what you know of Mark's athletic ability, what do you think?
I'd say he'll be better than me, so it'd be hard for me to say anything else.
Okay, got it. So, Gee, give me some thoughts on this Matthias Ekholm extension.
Well, if you're going to win games, you got to sign good players back, and Ekholm's obviously a top defenseman for them, so they really didn't have a lot of choice but to sign him back. And actually, 4 years at $25 million total, $6.25 million hit a year, is not a bad deal for the Predators. I mean, that's, you know, there have been a lot of 6- and 7-, 8-year deals coming up, and so getting in for four, a nice little move there, and it seals the player up, that gets the extension to his contract and seals him in for four more years. And he's one of their top defensemen right now, and it's good to have him back. And then at the end of the season, they would have lost him as an unrestricted free agent. So it's good they got him signed early. It's not going to hang over them during the season. That's taken care of. They've been talking about pretty heavily since preseason with his agent. Got a deal made today.
Gee, my baseball team has seen to it that most of my attention is going to them. I have not watched. Go ahead.
And you downplayed Milwaukee Brewers. I mean, you thought the Milwaukee Brewers might beat them. You were a little doubtful that the Braves would advance.
Weren't you a little doubtful?
I'm always a little doubtful. Yeah, but I hate the Dodgers. I just really hope they can beat the Dodgers. I don't know what will happen, but I really would love to see them beat the Dodgers in a lot of different ways. I've never been a big Dodgers fan. So.
Yeah. So off of what you've seen of the Preds in preseason, what do you think they are?
Maybe a playoff team, an eighth playoff spot. They're in the middle. They're in the middle team. Right now, they're not going to know. Are they going to make a run for the Stanley Cup Finals? No. Will they make the playoffs? Possibly. There's a good chance they could. They got a lot of young players going to have to come through. And that top line, and they only scored 156 goals last year. That was second worst in the Central Division. Detroit was the only one that scored less. And so they've got to score goals. I mean, UC Soros, it's his team now, and a goal. That's great. He's to stop all the shots he can. But they've got to score him some goals. And that front line has got to step up with Duchesne and Johansson and Forsberg. That's a big money line. They've got to play up to what they're getting paid for, and so I think, you know, they've got to score some goals now. That's the key. So,
let me ask this real quick, and then I'll turn it to Watson. Clearly, two of those three have not come through to any great extent. Johansson has had kind of a slide. Duchesne's been a dud from the day he got here. Why is Forsberg being stuck with them?
Well, I think it's they played a lot together late season last year and looked good at times. I think that they're feeling like that this is going to help Duchesne out quite a bit. He seems to be more comfortable in this line. Johansson has shown flashes, especially preseason, of really taking over in the middle. So I think, you know, that I think the three of them together. And Forsberg, let's face it, I mean, Forsberg scored a lot of, has been a good goal scorer. But Forsberg's never been the goal scorer people expected Forsberg to be. And so he's got to be a bigger goal scorer than what he's been in the past. What he's done has been great, but he's got to be better than what he's done in the past if this team's going to have a chance. And that line's got to be better.
Watson, say hello to Gee.
Gee, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Watson Brown, what's that?
You doing good?
I'm doing good. Good. I'm busy, but I'm doing well.
Well, that's a good thing, though.
Good thing, yes. Yeah,
so that's a good thing. You get to my age, then you can think back about all the busy times you had.
I've got to learn to stay warm.
You got a long way to go to get to my age, but I don't remember your age.
Oh, I don't. I don't know. We're not that far off, I don't think. But maybe we are. I don't know.
Am I wrong in that the image of the Preds coming into the year is the fans just haven't gotten excited about what all went down? Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I think everybody looks at the moves that were made or weren't made. I think that's caused some concern. I don't know. I'm worried about ticket sales because as a season ticket holder, I was given a bonus thing to get picked 6 tickets for like there are 10 or 12 games. And I picked a game, and I was able to get they showed me the tickets that were available. There were a lot of tickets available, and I was able to get 6 together in a good section. And you know, so that kind of had me wondering, you know, how much fans are excited about this team right now. So I think people, this team kind of developed a gritty approach, a gritty identity last year, late in the season especially. I think that's going to carry over into this season. You got a lot of young guys like Phil Tomasino Carrier and both defense and forward. If they produce, maybe things, you know, Eli Tolvanen seems to be ready to become the Eli Tolvanen everybody hoped he would be. And Kunin seems to be on the verge of maybe having a good season as well, based on what he did in preseason. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens. So, the young guys are going to have to really step up, but veteran players like Forsberg, Deshane, and Johansson are going to really set pace as well. But I think if they start winning, people get excited. It's like anything else. Winning's the greatest promotion you can have. So,
well, and that was my point to come back with was, I think that the players are, and you have to do this anyway, but there's hype coming into years like the Bucks or the Chiefs or, you know, the Titans. The hype coming in was how good they were going to be. You don't hear that about the Preds, so I think this is one of those years where the players have got to earn it, and what a great way to do it, Mark. They've got 4 straight home games here. And
exactly.
And, what a great way to get off to a great start at home. You could really turn some excitement into this pretty quick.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, four wins, you get 4 wins at home to start the season. A great way to get started in the Kraken. First time anybody's seen them play in Nashville. See Kelly Onkrock come back wearing a Kraken uniform. And so it should be an interesting game tomorrow night to start it all out. But yeah, they need to establish a winning situation early. And that's one thing about Saros. Saros that kind of worries me, because lots of times early in the season, he's not that consistent. And so, but he's going to have to be this time, because there's no Pekka-Rinne to look over his shoulder from that standpoint. Rick, the backup the goalie is good, but he's not going to be somebody who can carry the team on their shoulders. So Saros is going to have to really, truly be the man in a goal.
Terry?
Mark, we know that they're playing the Kraken in the Kraken's first game ever. What do we know about this Seattle team? I hope the league learned its lesson with the Las Vegas Golden Knights, that they don't need expansion teams to be headed to the Stanley Cup Finals in their first year. They allowed that team to be too good too quick, in my opinion, rather than build through the draft and through trades and things like that, like every other expansion team basically has ever done.
Right, I think Seattle could be a solid team in the West. The West is not that strong. They could be a solid team in the West from that standpoint. But I mean, I don't know. They're not the Las Vegas Knights team. At all by any means. So but I think they could be good. I mean, their expansion draft pick for a whole lot better than what Nashville got when Nashville started. That's for sure. So, but I mean, it's going to be a competitive team. But how good they're going to be playing who knows how they're going to play together, it's hard to say.
And then
but they're not going to be a dominating team like the Vegas Knights, no way.
And then my second question is this. You know, last year I thought Soros started playing much better when the defenseman in front of him started playing better. So what do you see out of that core of defensemen as they start this season, you know, as far as who's coming back, who they're going to have to be counting on to make sure that the net stays clean as much as possible in front of Soros?
Well, Roman Josi and Carrier are going to be, and Alexander Carrier are going to be the top line, top defensive line combination, top defensive combination. Carrier really looked great in preseason. They've got Phil Ryan Ellis's boy. Can one person do that? No, I don't think so. But I think together that this group can. Then Ekholm coming back, he's going to be on the second one with Myers, and then Borowicki and Benny probably in the third one, and then Harper and Fabro are there as well. So I don't think they've got quite the depth they used to have on defense, but they've got a pretty solid defensive core there. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, it's like, your defenders, you have to keep the shots off of Saros as much as possible. He cannot block 60 shots a night or anything like that on a consistent basis. But I think Josi is ready to go. And Carrier looks really, really solid. So I think those two are going to really form a nice – they're going to set the pace on the defense from that standpoint.
Gee, do you think tomorrow night's a sellout?
I would hope so. I haven't seen the ticket sales. I think tickets are available, but I would hope they are. I mean, it would be a nice way to start the season. There'll be a lot of curiosity about the Kraken. You know, what they look like. You know, that type of thing. I think it'll be a lot. You know, to be able to say you saw them play first time in the arena, that would be a real plus for some people as well. So, I think people might come out from that standpoint. One thing about Nashville Predators fans, this goes kind of back to what Watson was asking about, is that they might not get excited right now about what's going on, but they are pretty loyal. You know, that loyalty thing has gone. You know, that we've been through been through ups and downs through the years, and some disappointments, but yet there's a loyal group. I mean, the Loyal Legion's the correct name for ticket holders because they really are. I would like to see a sellout tomorrow night. I think that'd be a great way to set the tone for the season for sure.
Oh, I'll take it a step farther, Gee. I think there's a love of that team that the Titans do not have from their fan base. I think.
Oh, I agree. I think you're right. Yeah.
It doesn't feel as corporate.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's just the NFL. You know, the NFL is like, I mean, NHL. We cover a lot of different teams, a lot of different levels. And to me, the hockey players, almost without exception, are the easiest players to deal with. And they're more down to earth than any other major pro athletes that I've ever dealt with. And they're often making big money, but it hasn't really affected them that much. And so, I think that kind of goes back to the, you know, maybe not so corporate a situation from that standpoint, because people do kind of feel akin, closeness to the team, that type of thing. I think, this year they didn't have the meet and greet type thing they used to have, I guess because of COVID. But the people feel closer, I think, to the players than they do the Titans players. That's what they've heard from Sam.
Gee, behave. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great, George. Let's go Braves.
Let's do go Braves. Okay, yeah, let's.
It's those Dodgers.
Yeah, atta baby. Mark McGee joining us here on the show. Let's do this. We're going to open up the